Welcome to the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast. I'm your host, Forrest Kelly. From the seed to the glass, wine has a past. Our aim at the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast is to look for adventure at wineries around the globe. After all, grape minds think alike. Let's start the adventure. Our featured winery is... Phil Plummer is our guest from Montezuma Winery in Seneca Falls, New York. You mentioned earlier, Phil, that you're bottling now. What exactly are you bottling?
For a lot of last year's whites, that's what we're working on right now. We've got 2020 reds are going to be coming up soon. But right now, we're looking at the quick turn stuff from 2021's white wines.
So being the head winemaker, you're overseeing, you said, over 100 different kinds of wines, looking at the different bottling machines. Can you tell me a little bit about your guy, your GAI monoblock machine, and how it operates?
Yeah, so the way that ours works, it's a 12-spout filler, and you have one person who stands on the end of the line and dumps cases of empty bottles, and the bottles go through the line. They get blown out with some compressed air just to get any dust out of the bottles, and then we go through a head that sparges them, and what that means is that it uses nitrogen to flush the bottle, and it pulls a vacuum on it. When we're bottling, we have to be really oxygen sensitive, because as wines get closer and closer to being packaged, you want to limit the amount of oxygen you dissolve, because that can lead to some oxidative spoilage.
Right, so that's shooting gas into the bottle after it's been cleansed with the compressed air.
Exactly. We're flushing all that air right back out.
Is the temperature of the bottle change?
No, and actually it's important that we don't drop the temperature of the bottle very significantly, because we're going to try and label it in just a few seconds after it gets filled, and if they sweat from condensation, labeling is not easy. So yeah, once it gets sparged, it moves onto the filler carousel, and each of the bottles gets filled. They come off the carousel, and we get them with another little shot of nitrogen just to fill that headspace.
Is that gravity-fed when you fill it, or is it compressed?
No, it's gravity-fed.
Okay.
It's gravity-fed, but the way that the filler hardware is built, and the wine kind of cascades down the sides of the bottle. It kicks it out to the sides, which also flushes that gas back up into the filler bowl. So that's completely blanketed in nitrogen the whole time. So we're just running that through the carousel. They get off the carousel. We hit them with another shot of nitrogen, and that actually levels the bottle to a set point, because sometimes you can have a little bit of variation off. And from there, we can decide if we want to cork it or if we want to screw cap it. And we're capable of doing both on our line. It just depends on what we're bottling that day. The whites that we're doing now, it's almost exclusively Stelvin, but for the dry reds that we're going to do in a couple weeks, it's going to be cork. Once it goes through the closure, it goes around. We have our bottling line set up in a horseshoe configuration, so it goes through the actual filler and gets closed, and then it comes around to our labeling line. The first thing it does is, if you're going to put a PVC shrink capsule on top, it does that automatically. And then once it's got the capsule heat shrunk on, it goes through a pressure applied labeler.
See, now that's where the fun is. So if I was working in a winery, or I had my own winery, tinkering with that machine would be the most fun for me.
Oh, the most fun is definitely harvest. And maybe that speaks to a masochistic streak that I have. But we're here every day, basically. Like, I don't take a day off from Labor Day to Thanksgiving, not even a weekend. So I'm out at farms checking on fruit and watching how it develops, and I'm talking to growers every day, and that's where we're really seeing potential be revealed. I think that's the most intoxicating thing about winemaking, is that it's like this challenge to reveal potential every year. And every time you get a glimpse of what it could be, it gives you enough of an energy shot to keep moving.
I think just hearing the word harvest, you think a lot of hard work, but obviously you're getting something else out of it.
The drama of a harvest season is incredible, because you'll go one week thinking, we have this under control. This is awesome. Everything smells and looks amazing. And then the next week is like, I am not really good at this, am I? It changes so fast. I mean, winemaking, when you boil it down, is storytelling. We just tell our stories in a different medium. I think that every good story has some moments where you don't know if it's going to work out the right way, and that's what makes it exciting. You don't want to watch a movie where the hero wins every fight, and I think winemaking can be the same way. Those are the most rewarding. I actually think bad vintages are the most fun.
Thank you for listening. I'm Forrest Kelly. This episode of the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast was produced by iHizzle. If you like the show, please tell your friends and pets and subscribe. Until next time, pour the wine and ponder your next adventure.
Hi, before you go, we have exciting news.
The Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast has teamed with a breakthrough technology
and added a new feature on our website
that's bound to elevate your podcast experience.
Here is where we need your help. Trying to remember something from an episode?
Don't worry.
Search for it, and we will find it for you. Have you ever thought you could just ask questions and chat about the episodes as if you were talking to me?
Well, now you can. That's right. Our episodes are now interactive, and they're waiting to have a conversation with you.
Jump into a chat with our podcast, and let's get the conversation started. Try it out, and tell us what you think.
Click on the banner at the top of the website, thebestwinepodcast.com, to try it.